And how about another? This is a is red. These things are red also. They're much larger though. They're large as oranges, or maybe larger, and they're red and grow on vines. You have to plant. They grow on plants. You have to tie them up with sticks. You've got to be careful not to plant them too early because they're very susceptible to frost. You make juice out of these.
Tomato.
Yeah. Okay. So you buy a dozen of these in the store. You buy a dozen.
Tomatoes, huh? TOMATOES.
How about small onions? Small onions. Do you grow any onions in your garden?
Set onions.
Pardon?
Set onions. S-E-T. I never had success with seeded onions.
What are the difference? What are set onions?
Well, it's a small onion that is ready to be put in the ground and sprouts and develops into a full-size onion.
Okay, but what do you call the small onions themselves? Did you ever grow the small ones?
No.
How large do these set onions get? Do they get to be big?
It all depends upon the type that you buy.
Uh-huh.
You can buy the smaller type or you can buy the larger type.
Uh-huh.
I never cared for the large type of an onion.
Uh-huh. The large ones, you mean Bermuda onions? That big, or
yeah,
they can get them that big. All right, if you with beans, now what do you call that when you take them out of the shell? You have to do what to them?
That's a lima bean. Shell it.
Okay. Now, how about a large? Yeah. What does a lima bean look like? What color is it?
The shell is green and the bean is white. That's what you want.
How about a bean about that looks like a lima bean except it's yellow?
Well, it's a yellow wax bean, if that's what you...
No, but a large bean like that. See, wasn't the wax bean in the... You eat the wax bean in the pod, don't you?
You eat... Yeah. I never saw any of that type.
Okay. How about... a bean like a wax bean, except it's green. What would you call those beans?
Green beans.
And how about the edible tops of beets? What do you call that? What would you call that preparation if you're going to eat that?
The spinach.
Would you call it just spinach, or would you call it beet spinach? Would you just call it spinach?
Well, I would say, I've heard people use beet spinach, but I would call it spinach.
Okay.
But I don't use them.
Okay.
I raise my own Swiss chard, which I use for greens.
I see.
Because sometimes that greens of the beets don't look good.
Uh-huh. How about the covering of an ear of corn? What do you call that? The part that goes over the corn itself. The part that you can eat one part of it, but the part you take off the corn before you prepare it.